I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest sports on KJAN. Taking a look at high school football scores from week number two action last night around the area. We'll give you scores district by district, so some may be repeats from cross-district matchups. First off, we'll start with a couple of games of note for you. Atlantic picked up a 25-20 win over Denison in a wild one that had a pretty wacky finish at the end of the game as the Trojans hold on to get that victory at home. Game you heard here on KJN was an eight-man game as Exira EHK knocked off Cam 76-12 behind three rushing touchdowns and two passing from quarterback Drew Peppers. And other scores around the area in Class 3A District 8, it was Ballard over ADM 42-14. Corinda beat Creston 36-27. Pello at 45-14 winner over Dallas Center Grimes. Thomas Jefferson went to double overtime to defeat Glenwood 42-41. Carroll a 42-7 winner over Harlan. And Norwalk beat Winterset 35-14. In Class 2A District 8, it was Corinda over Creston 36-27. Esac County over South Central Calhoun 14-12. Kemper Catholic beat Greene County 16-14. Red Oak over Riverside 39-0. Mount Air over Shenandoah 42-14. And Nottoway Valley 25-14 over West Central Valley. Games including Class 1A District 1 teams include AHSTW, a 47-0 win over Tri-Center. IKM Manning beat Audubon 33-7. Missouri Valley over Maple Valley Anthon Odo 41-34. Otobor Arthur Battle Creek Ida Grove picked up a big win over Lawton Bronson 33-13. St. Albert a 35-13 winner over Trainer. Logan Magnolia beat up on Underwood 57-14. Class 1A District 8 games include Central Decatur over PCM 20-7. Ogden beat Des Moines Christian 49-21. It was Northwest Webster over Panorama 35-2. Bedford beat Southwest Valley 55-12. Van Meter over Earlham 19-6. And Madrid 52-16 over Woodward Granger. Games including Class A District 1 teams, IKM Manning over Audubon 33-7, Griswold beat Clarinda Academy 74-26, Logan Magnolia over Underwood 57-14, Missouri Valley over Maple Valley Anthon Odo 41-34, Red Oak over Riverside 39-0, St. Albert 35-13 over Trainer, AHSTW 47-0 over Tri-Center. Class A District 8 matchups are teams that include games that included teams from that district. Bedford a 55-12 winner over Southwest Valley. Griswold beat Clarinda Academy 74-26, as we mentioned. Van Meter 19-6 over Earlham. It was Mount Air over Shenandoah 42-14. Nottoway Valley over West Central Valley 25-14. Pleasantville over Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont 14-0. Eight-man District 1 games included Fremont Mills over Boyer Valley 40-18. Exira EHK over Cam 76-12. Kingsley Pearson beat Remsen St. Mary's 53-30. Harris Lake Park 32-26 over New Old Fonda. River Valley over Remsen Union 44-6. East Mills beat West Harrison 68-9. Sydney over Woodbine 55-28. Eight-man District 7 teams in action last night included Air Casey over Nishnabotna 64-48, Ankeny Christian Academy over Seymour 59-14, Coon Rapids Baird beat Marcus Meridian Cleghorn 35-20, East Union over Essex 64-10, Guthrie Center beat Melcher Dallas 34-12, Wayne over Murray 56-12, and Colonico over Northeast Hamilton 61-36. In eight-man District 8 matchups, or games that included teams from that district, Exira EHK over Cam 76-12, East Mills over West Harrison 68-9, East Union beat Essex 64-10, Fremont Mills over Boyer Valley 40-18, Lennox over Mormon Trail 34-6, Adair Casey over Nishnabotna 64-48, Sydney over Woodbine 55-28, and Lamoni over Stanton 56-26. That's a look at high school football scores from last night's action. Also from last night in Major League Baseball play, Scooter Jeanette drove in three runs and Mike Fiers pitched into the seventh inning to lead Milwaukee past St. Louis 6-2 on Friday night, snapping the Brewers' nine-game losing streak and trimming the Cardinals' lead in the NL Central to three games. Fiers gave up two runs and seven hits in 6 2/3 innings, improving to 5-1 in six starts since being called up from AAA Nashville on August the 9th. Cardinal starter John Lackey gave up all six runs and nine hits in six innings as St. Louis snapped a six-game winning streak. Other scores from Major League Baseball and interleague play, it was San Francisco over Detroit 8-2. In the American League, Cleveland over the White Sox 2-1 in 10 innings. Kansas City beat the Yankees 1-0. Tampa Bay 3-0 over Baltimore. Boston over Toronto 9-8 in 10 innings. It was Seattle over Texas 7-5. The Angels beat Minnesota 7-6 in 10 innings. Houston over Oakland 4-3. In the National League, it was Pittsburgh over the Cubs. They actually suspended that game. It was 3-3 after 6 innings there. Philadelphia was a 9-8 winner over Washington in 11 innings of play. Miami beat Atlanta 11-3. And Mets beat Cincinnati 14-5. Milwaukee over St. Louis, as we mentioned, 6-2. Colorado beat San Diego 3-0. And the Dodgers doubled up on Arizona 2-1. In Pacific Coast League baseball action last night, the Omaha Storm Chasers got a 2-0 victory over the Memphis Redbirds. The Storm Chasers lead that series best of 5, 2-1, with the game coming up tonight at Memphis starting at 7:05. Also in the other matchup there in best of 5, Reno leads Las Vegas 2-1 after picking up a 7-5 victory last night. Those teams will play at 9:05 here tonight. Left-hander Bruce Chinn has been released by the Kansas City Royals. The 37-year-old pitcher was designated for assignment August 29th, the day after he gave up 6 runs in the 10th inning of an 11-5 loss to Minnesota. Chinn began the season in the rotation, went on the disabled list with a back injury, and finished 2-4 with a 7.45 ERA in 13 games. He had a 47-43 record with a 4.53 ERA in 6 seasons with Kansas City. Also in college football, a game you'll hear here on KJN later on here this afternoon, the Iowa Hawkeyes will be in action. Iowa hardly looked like the Big Ten contender in a narrow win over Northern Iowa last week. The Hawkeyes will look to inch closer to their potential this weekend. The key takeaway for Iowa following a 31-23 win over the Panthers last week was that a number of inexperienced players learned valuable lessons without actually costing the Hawkeyes a game. Iowa's rebound defense was burned for a number of big plays, and its offense was outgained by an FCS opponent. Coach Kirk Ferentz isn't overly concerned about the mistakes made in the opener, as long as they aren't repeated on Saturday against Ball State. We'll have coverage of that game for you today. 12:30 will be the pregame start time, 2:30 kickoff from Kinnick Stadium. When Kansas State's trip to Iowa State was shifted to early September to please the Big 12's television partners, it seemed like a disadvantage for the Wildcats. It might not be such a bad move after all. Number 20 K-State didn't look like it needed a few extra weeks to prep for its league opener after dismantling Stephen F. Austin 55-16 last weekend. Meanwhile, the Cyclones must host their first top 25 opponent of the year on Saturday, just a week after a 34-14 loss to FCF's power North Dakota State. Number 20 K-State once again looked good in that opener against Stephen F. Austin. That game will kick off at 11 o'clock from Ames at Jack Trice Stadium here later today. And with saturated conditions and potentially more rain in the forecast, Iowa State University officials are again asking for patience and understanding from individuals attending Saturday's football game against Kansas State. And the quote from Athletics Director Jamie Pollard says that fans should plan to arrive early for Saturday's 11 a.m. kickoff because wet conditions may affect areas around Jack Trice Stadium. He said they will try to park as many vehicles as possible, but conditions could limit access to portions of the grass lots. He said they thank fans in advance for their cooperation. And those looking to park are encouraged to find lots on campus if they're not able to get into those grass lots around the stadium. And the Cyclone staff will be updating folks on cyclones.com and on social media as well throughout the morning to let them know the status of all that going on here this morning. Also coming up tonight, just a reminder to you, we'll have Cardinals baseball after the Iowa Hawkeyes football game. The Cardinals set to take on the Milwaukee Brewers once again. 6:10 is first pitch tonight. We'll try to pick it up at that time, and it may be a little bit later due to the Hawkeye coverage and post-game coverage here today. And coming up on Sunday, the Kansas City Chiefs get their season underway as they kick off at home at Arrowhead Stadium against the Tennessee Titans. It'll be an 11 o'clock pregame, 12 o'clock kickoff. We'll pick it up with kickoff at noon after our church services on Sunday morning here on KJAN. That's a look at the latest sports. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.